I'm reading. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. Now here are two men at the opposite ends of the social ladder and the financial ladder, and I suppose every other ladder. One represents the very top echelon of riches, and the other represents the lowest extreme of poverty. I do not think you could have two men any farther apart than these two men. And this poor man was dependent on the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He never was invited to sit at the table, but he was one that had to be kept in a menial place. And we find that the dogs came and licked his sores. That is certainly the very depths of the terrible degradation and despair that this poor man is in. Now we read here that this is their condition in this life. And I'm sure had you lived in that town, you might have got the impression that that poor man dressed in rags didn't have very much in the way of any spiritual discernment or spiritual riches. I'm sure all of us would have written him off. And then on the other hand, there's this rich man, and I'm sure that he had several buildings around named after him. I'm of the opinion that there's one of them called the Rich Memorial. Probably it could have been a church, it could have been a school, it could have been a mission enterprise. I'm of the opinion that this man had a wonderful name in the town that these two men lived in. And this is all that men saw. On the outward side, there's this rich man, and believe me, he was clothed in purple, and he fared sumptuously, and that means he put on the dog. The poor beggar, why, the dogs licked his sores. Now, that is a picture of abject poverty of Lazarus, and it's a picture of, I suppose, supreme riches. You just couldn't have two men any farther apart. But now our Lord just comes right to the door of death and passes over it, frankly, as if nothing had really happened. And as far as he's concerned, why, it was just that way. Now you'll notice it says here, it came to pass that the beggar died. And that is all. He just died. No funeral. They just took his body out and threw it over into Gehenna. That was the place where they threw the bodies in that day of the poor. But that's not what happened to the rich man. Well, let me finish what happened to the poor man. That's what happened to the body, but the minute he stepped through the doorway of death, there were angels that were his pallbearers, and he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. The poor man wasn't even buried, you see. He was just thrown over there in the valley of Gehenna. And this rich man, oh, did he have a funeral? And did that preacher that day push him right into heaven? My friend, he pushed him all the way to the top place in heaven. Only thing is, that's not the direction the man went. The preacher got the directions mixed up.